It's 14th of November. It would seem that in almost 9 months in the war, you can get used to everything. But there are things that are still a mess. First of all, it is the scale of theft that the invaders are doing. They take everything. You probably heard that during the retreat from Kherson, the Russians even dug up the ashes of several historical figures from the graves. So this is just a tip of a huge iceberg of theft and robbery. Part of this theft was initiated by the Russian High Command. They even proudly show the same destruction of the graves and looting of museum collections on their TV. Here, they say, what good fellows we are, what wealth we have got for ourselves. But even ordinary invaders steal everything that comes to hand. In villages liberated from Russians, houses are often empty. The Russians take everything. TVs, washing machines, clothes, children's toys. And I try to imagine how a Russian dad brings such toys to his children and boasts that he stole them from a Ukrainian house, and his children are very happy about this. Thousands of farms were devastated. The Russians stole all equipment, took away the crops, took pigs, cows, and goats. In Kherson, the zoo was devastated. All the animals were sent to the occupied Crimea. In future history textbooks, it will be necessary to devote a separate large section to the phenomenon of Russian theft in war. Personally, what strikes me most is that they do not disdain anything. They just drag everything. In one village, they even took a few bottles of vinegar from a shop. Why do the retreating soldiers need vinegar? What's the point of it? And they still took it. The deoccupation of Ukrainian villages and cities, the return of the Ukrainian army means the end of torture and abuse, as well as the end of this shameless robbery. The army in the newly liberated villages is not only a protector, but also a breadwinner. After Russians, people often literally do not have a crumb left. And our filled kitchens, our dry rations really save people from hunger. You know, there is nothing more touching in this world than the reception given to Ukrainian soldiers by the residents of the liberated villages. For people, the return of Ukraine is a real holiday. I remember in one of these villages a very old woman, obviously over 90 years old, with tears in her eyes, gave us a small pack of cookies. For her, it was a real treasure that she was able to hide from the invaders. And now she shared her treasure with the people dearest to her, Ukrainian soldiers. This is how we fight. People who are proud that they stole a raccoon from the zoo against people who are ready to give their greatest treasure to their neighbor.